This episode is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Shake up your back-to-school routine at Whole Foods Market with fresh produce, snacks, supplements, and local favorites to jazz up any lunchbox or pantry. And with a big selection of ready-to-heat meals like vegetable lo mein and chicken tikka masala, it's easy to keep the family fueled up for the week. Always made with the high standards you trust from Whole Foods Market, like banning 230-plus ingredients from all food. All the more reason to make the flavors of Whole Foods Market part of your routine.
This did not surprise me, yeah. Did they?
Hi, I'm Julie.
Oh, Julie Banderas. I'm so used to you being here. Julie Banderas is here, Fox News' own, and she'll be doing Outnumbered with me at the top of the hour.
We are going to do Outnumbered.
Very excited.
That's why I wanted to spend my whole morning and afternoon. What are you doing after the show? Want to do lunch?
I'd like to go back to Southampton. I'd love to go back there.
I have a car that will commute you right there.
Right.
Just have to find your way back.
On my own.
Yeah, exactly. Walk. This coach, first of all, the whole freedom of religion and the right to pray in public is something that I find so infuriating, because this would have set a precedent that if you cannot sit at lunch, because you're a teacher in a school, right, where, you know, religion is supposed to be separated, church and state, yeah, all of that nonsense. If you're sitting at lunch and you're about to eat lunch, as my children are taught in Catholic school, they pray every time they eat a meal. They pray before snacks. So if you can't sit and pray to yourself, you're going to be discriminated against. That's what these liberals want, to discriminate against those who want to pray.
But, you know, the other thing is, I'm sure if this guy was a Muslim and he wanted to pray three times during the game, during the first quarter, they'd be scared to death to even challenge that.
No, they would never say anything, because they would be scared and they would be accused of being racist and everything, every other name in the book.
Absolutely. So I'm waiting on the Remain in Mexico, too, and also the EPA against West Virginia. Why? Because a lot of these EPA are so oppressive with their demands, because they hate fossil fuels. West Virginia stood up and said, this is egregious. And my hope is that they get a big brush back, because if not, this John Kerry, Joe Biden, environment or bust attitude,
right,
I think is going to destroy our country.
It already is. I mean, look at our gas prices. I mean, so yeah, they are destroying our country, and they need to think locally. They need to start thinking fuel, you know, fuel lines, and they need to start thinking here in the United States, not, right, you know, importing our fuel or oil from other countries, because they've screwed the pooch on that one already.
So, you know, as much as there were protests around the country,
yeah,
I actually don't think it was as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well,
how do you feel about
no
that?
No one was killed. I mean, so yeah, it wasn't that bad.
I mean,
remember
the George Floyd riots.
Yeah, it was. Yes, but it still was bad. I mean, these people are. Oh, my favorite are the women who are protesting that they are going to abstain from
sex.
I have my six-year-old in the room, so I'm going to go ahead and call that sugar. So women are now basically putting their foot down that they are not going to put out sugar. Again, my six-year-old Harrison's in the studio. And I say, if you've seen any of these women that actually attend these protests, they are actually doing the entire male population a freaking favor.
Right.
Do the men in the studio control room like
they will not answer you because they want to keep their jobs.
That's true. But
every
I will say, as a woman,
right,
they are doing the male population a favor. So
right,
go ahead and abstain from sugar all you want.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Plus, it causes diabetes.
I'm sure the country will move on from there.
Exactly.
But here's somebody that is normally not hyperbolic, but Terry Moran on ABC. Listen to him. Cut one.
This is the most consequential Supreme Court decision in decades. It changes the status of American women as citizens of the United States and as citizens of their states. That's the big picture, but let's not mince words. Women will die because of this ruling.
Women will die because of the ruling.
Well, what he's saying is that if women don't get to have an abortion legally, they will find other means to get an abortion. And again, we're not going back in mid-century. Okay, we're not going back to olden times.
It's just to the states.
Yes, exactly. We're not going back in time. They're exaggerating the case. When he says women will die, first of all, when a man talks about a woman like that, it's infuriating, because he has no idea what he's talking about. But again, we're talking about women who went through major extremes and put their lives on the line to basically give give themselves abortions. That is not what's going to happen here. Let's be real. This is a state by state thing, and they're just taking it to such an umpteenth degree. I also want to just say one more thing. So you know how women were just so, you know, my body, my choice about abortion, but yet when it came to mandating the vaccine, where was my body, my choice? Please.
Absolutely.
No, and I mean, all the women that are decrying this whole my body, my choice, but yet they were pro-vaccine, and if you don't get vaccinated, you shouldn't have a choice to get vaccinated, and vaccine mandates and all of that. It's hypothetical. I mean, it's hypocritical. It's whatever suits their theory.
So if you look at inflation, you look at the exit from Afghanistan, you look at gas prices, you look at what would Build Back Better and its failure. So far, Joe Biden has earned all 33% of his approval rating.
Democrats are screwed in the midterms.
But people think this could be giving them a breath of fresh air that gives them some momentum, because this is clearly an issue that they can start raising money on, start getting people behind, especially in the local issue. Can you see that?
I think that this is going to, I think that the abortion issue may hurt a little bit in certain Republican districts, only because there are Republicans and moderates that believe that it doesn't come down to whether abortion is right or wrong. That's not the issue. Is do women have do they deserve the right to choose? I think that's the issue. But right. As far as Republicans are concerned, it's going to be a red wave. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath come the midterms. I mean, out of 1.7 million voters in this country that switched their registration, two-thirds of those voters switched to Republican. Why do you think? Not because of abortion, because the country is in the tank.
Here's what Jonathan Swan said, his reporting reveals. He said this with Martha this weekend, Cut 11.
So inside the White House, they've been preparing for this since the leak happened, since the leak came out at the start of May of the decision. They immediately saw, in terms of the political dimensions of it, they saw this as their best opportunity to energize Democratic voters this year. The guns issue was another one, but that's sort of been neutered a little bit because of the bipartisan deal on the Hill. So to the extent that they have an issue that can rev up their base has been very depressed. They've got probably the most horrible political environment for Democrats in a decade. This issue has been, to some extent, a life raft for them. So they're going to do a full court press on this. The vice president has a really prominent role in this. She's been meeting with pro-choice groups almost every week since that leak happened. And they're going to mobilize their political and outside infrastructure to get as much political bang for their buck as they can out of this decision.
Yeah. It's going to backfire on Democrats because Democrats think that this is going to rile up their base. What it does is it makes them look like jerks because they can't ever just counter an opinion without there being anger. Why can't you just come out and peacefully say, look, this is the deal. We support this position. But instead, it's always this anger mob. And that's what it is all over the country. You're bringing out the angry. You're literally just, they were right. Actually lying dormant for a while. It's sort of like asbestos. And now they're all, you know, now it's out in the air and it's not going to go away. And they're going to make their own party look terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Shake up your back-to-school routine at Whole Foods Market with fresh produce, snacks, supplements, and local favorites to jazz up any lunchbox or pantry. And with a big selection of ready-to-heat meals like vegetable lo mein and chicken tikka masala, it's easy to keep the family fueled up for the week. Always made with the high standards you trust from Whole Foods Market, like banning 230-plus ingredients from all food. All the more reason to make the flavors of Whole Foods Market part of your routine.
But, I mean, if you do want to make sure your party does not have, like with Mississippi, has zero tolerance. You can't just, they're illegal.
Right.
You might scramble to make sure that Republican governor doesn't get elected, the Democrat was. You might say, I want to pack the court and I want to blow up the filibuster. That means I want Fetterman over Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. I want to make sure that Warnock beats Herschel Walker, where in the beginning, I'm just so fed up with the Democrats. So you could see them maybe using that and getting a few percentage points. But I think the key word came at the end. The vice president has been leading this, so which makes many Republicans very happy, because what has she ever led successfully?
Exactly.
So there's a story that she tweeted out an image of her and with these words. I know there are women out there who are afraid. To those of you who feel alone and scared, I want you to know the president and I are fighting for you and your rights. We are in this fight together. And there's a picture of her on Air Force Two watching a flat screen, just like all of us would, on her own private jet with a treadmill and a flat screen, standing up on a flight.
Wait, and I'm sorry. And also on that flat screen, PS was CNN,
right.
Which I thought was amazing.
And appropriate.
I'm like, wait a second. This is ridiculous. Is she getting paid by CNN to put that on the television screen? Because don't tell me that was not planned. And whatever person actually advised her to put this tweet up there and thought this was a good idea, whoever advised her to do this should be fired, because it's not a good look when a woman is 30,000 feet up in the air talking about, hey, women down below. And I mean down below more than physically, like you are beneath me. OK, yeah, we feel you. She feels nothing except for turbulence.
Well, by the way, she's had so many people quit. They're all eventually going to leave soon. Hillary Kelly of New York Magazine writes this and tweets this out. Could you be more specific? Like, how are you fighting? Describe the tactics. Explain the policy. Can you give us a rundown? Joan Carter of the Daily Kos. These are left-wing outlets. 36,000 feet above everything, watching on a big-ass TV in a private plane. And the message is, we're in this together. I'm not sure you guys get where the rest of us are right now. And there's some other funny ones that are also listed down there as people who are calling her out. Once again, the vice president, poorly served by her staff, with no instincts, and do you think can rally effectively a message that would enable them to stop the bleeding in the Senate and the House?
Yeah. And first of all, she essentially just basically said thoughts and prayers, you know, like thoughts and prayers. After there's a mass shooting, thoughts and prayers. I mean, she's basically full of it, and there's no genuine side in her whatsoever. And I just don't understand why she posted that picture. That picture was really a bad idea.
Right. So that's going to be their story. That's what they're going to look to motivate their base to do.
Yeah.
Real quick, we're going to be talking about this on Outnumbered, but on the gun legislation that passed on over the weekend, Republicans feel like they got, they got a handful of votes in the House and they got 15 votes in the Senate.
Right.
How do you feel this thing is going to be played out as Cornyn and Senator Murphy did a bipartisan deal?
I think that it's going to be revised at some point. I mean, I think that at this point in the country that the Democrats had no choice but to do something. I mean, we've had how many school shootings in the last 5-6 months?
They got almost nothing they wanted. They wanted the AR-15 ban that's still there. They wanted the age put up to 21. It is still there. The national red flag law, it's still there. They want universal background checks. They don't have it.
No, I know. So it's a failed attempt is all it is. And all it is just more, you know, talking points, argument points for the Democrats that then go out and raise hell before the midterms. But quite frankly, as far as the red flag laws are concerned, making that a national thing, I don't think that's the worst idea. I mean, New York State does have it, but it's not a surefire way to prevent these shootings. Because obviously here in New York, we had a school shooting and we have red flag laws here enacted in this state, and it didn't prevent that shooting.
Because the 18-year-old had his record expunged. Now they're going to be able to go back
in. He threatened to shoot up his school last June, saying that he was going to go in and shoot up.
But he was 17.
Yes.
And now this new rule, you can go back and look at the juvenile record, and there will be a waiting period, which I think is a positive. Julie, we'll see you on Outnumbered.
Yeah,
back
we've
with
got
more
10
to know.
Minutes.
Yeah.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.